Boris Johnson made a huge announcement.
The Prime Minister warns we're facing an Omicron emergency as he sets out a bold new plan for boosters.
The Prime Minister made the announcement in a televised address after warning that a tidal wave of Omicron is coming.
We must urgently reinforce our wall of vaccine protection to keep our friends and loved ones safe.
Must we? Well, you didn't give a shit about anyone's loved ones last Christmas, did you, Boris? We obeyed the rules. You and your mates were on the lash.
It now appears there were 7 parties in and around Westminster last Christmas.
7 parties! We were locked down. They had a week-long Mardi Gras. I bet by the end of the week, Boris was doing this. And yet, his ministers are still denying these parties even happened.
I don't even know if an event took place, but if it did, that no rules were broken.
What a load of shit. The event didn't happen, but if it did happen, then it won't have happened how you think it happened. Case closed or open. Downing Street advisers were laughing at us. Did you see what they called the party?
This fictional party was a business meeting. And it was not socially distanced.
It was a business meeting. Really? Because by the end of it, many were rat-arsed. They probably left this business meeting like this. They weren't just shit-faced. They did a quiz. And look who hosted it.
It's the 15th of December last year, inside 10 Downing Street. Boris Johnson is hosting a round of a staff Christmas quiz. 2 colleagues are either side of him, one with tinsel wrapped around him.
Boris was running the quiz! What a piss-take! Question 1. We're in a national lockdown. Should we A, obey the rules like everybody else, or B, do what the fuck we want? We're the Tories. Fuck those peasants. Fuck them like the muggles they are. And despite being photographed there, he's still denying it even happened.
Mr Johnson has repeatedly said there was no party, that no rules were broken. Now he appears to have ordered an investigation to see if what he was saying was true.
He's ordered an investigation to see if he was lying. He was there. He was there next to a man covered in tinsel and a woman with either a tiny hat or a massive head. And if you think the Tories took the mick, look at the police reaction to these illegal parties.
The Metropolitan Police says it will not investigate allegations that staff at Downing Street broke COVID restrictions by holding a Christmas party because of a lack of evidence.
Now, I'm no expert, but surely the point of an investigation is to find evidence. You know, like a photo. It's like the police have got a dead body on the floor and there's a man in front of them holding a knife covered in blood with a T-shirt that says, "It was me." I killed him, and they're like, "I don't know, I'm not seeing it." Boris Johnson's all over the place. I mean, take the new COVID rules. On the one hand, he's saying this.
We will reintroduce the guidance to work from home.
Then, seconds later, he's saying this.
We think that it's OK, currently on what we can see, to keep going with Christmas parties.
So, apparently, this is a COVID hotspot. But this is absolutely fine. It's like, if Boris is suggesting that alcohol makes people in this country more responsible, I refer you to this headline, "Drunk Fought Invisible Man." And in case you're not convinced, never forget that a 25-year-old man in relatively high spirits on a night out in Barnstable, Devon, tried to make love to an ambulance. So, will people follow the new rules? Yes, they will, in possibly the most British way ever. Over 1 million people are going to a Christmas rave at 10 Downing Street this Christmas Eve. Let's all wake up, Boris! Let's all wake up, Boris! So I cannot wait for the moment the police try and arrest them. This isn't a rave, officer. This is a business meeting. In fact, I've actually got my business card here. And let's all ignore that my dancing for a rave was that. I've never been to a rave, but I imagine... not a lot of that, is there, all right? Good rave today, isn't it? They got a buffet in this rave, or what? The only... That's on fucking telly. The only problem with continuing to party like I've just shown, it could overwhelm the NHS.
They've said, go ahead and carry on partying. And that is an extremely confusing and dangerous message to give to the public.
It's tough, man, because hospital staff are working their bollocks off. They've got a jab a million people a day. They're already dealing with the backlog of operations caused by COVID in the first place. And on top of that, they're dealing with perverts like this. Man goes to hospital with World War II shells stuck in bottom. You're right to make that noise. The NHS is struggling and now they've got to deal with Adolf Hitler. You know? Not only is he filthy, he's a liar. He said he put it on the floor, then he slipped and fell on it and it went up his arse.
I slipped, right? And somehow these nipple clamps landed on me. Right? And you won't believe this, I was just surrounded by porn.
Tell you what, I don't think I'm alone. I would kill to see the footage of him walking into the hospital. But here's the amazing thing. The doctors helped him. They removed the missile. If that was one of us, he'd be on TikTok right now. Just dancing away, baby, you're a firework. Don't you ever fucking twerk. You'll shoot across the sky, 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 and your ass will be this wide, wide, wide. Elsewhere, in a week, when it became clear the government broke their own laws, they decided to get tough on crime.
The government reveals its 10-year plan to tackle drug kingpins. And could middle-class users also face losing their passports?
Fascinatingly, right, if they want to find out where the drugs are, it shouldn't take them too long. Evidence of cocaine reportedly found in toilets near Boris Johnson's office. I can't believe they found a drug in Boris's toilet that makes you talk bollocks with confidence. Still, at least it's just him. It's not like Rishi Sunak confessed to two kids.
Yeah, I'm a coke addict. Total coke addict.
Come on. Does Michael Gove look like a man who's ever taken ecstasy? Nice to see you. Are you having a good night? Do you know what I find fascinating? Whenever Boris is in trouble, and you've probably noticed this, he dresses up. Did you see what he was wearing for the drugs bust? Look at him! Look at him! He looks like a Poundland stripper. But then, this is what he does. Every time he cocks up, he puts on a new costume. Since he's been in charge, he's dressed up as a painter, scientist, fishmonger, gas engineer, lorry driver, potato inspector, policeman, butcher, brewer, cabbie, builder, and a teacher with the shits.